is Weekend with Wiser, and I hope that you'll all join me at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. If you didn't know that they have trolley tours on Saturdays and during the week, well, they also have Happy Hour with a Historian. And coming up on Thursday, the 20th at 6 o'clock, the one and only Kevin Bohm, an incredible restaurateur who has opened 50 restaurants during the last 30 years, a James Beard winner, and a Michelin star for his restaurants, will be signing his new book. Amazing interview with Rui Farias, the executive director, is running Monday. Please get your tickets, 6 p.m., 11:20. It's going to be an incredible, incredible performance. So much going on here. I want to tell you, first of all, that Creative Pinellas is launching Arts Annual 8, its signature exhibition and fundraiser, and it'll probably be the last exhibit at the actual gallery over in Largo. That is on November 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Penn and Teller Anniversary Tour, 50th. I can't believe it. Those guys have a little magic up their sleeves. Is at the Mahaffey, January 29th. It's always popular. And the Zubrick Magic Theater has launched its holiday spectacular. So that's always a fun thing to do as well. Pianists are now wanted for Rebecca Penny's Piano Festival. Deadline is February 2nd. If you're a piano player, please look in on that. Saturday, tomorrow, will be incredible at Greenlight Cinema. Eugenie Bondurant and Mary Rachel Quinn and all their students from noon to 3. It's free. The popcorn is delicious. That you have to buy. Greenlight Cinema is a lot of fun. They will be doing their student showcase. Central Park Performing Arts Center is a lovely place to go in Largo, and it's a fun place. We've been many times for the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Performances. On November 21st, the Tickle Pink Comedy Tour, Clean Fun for a Good Cause. On November 22nd, A Brothers Revival. On the 23rd, the Allison Brown Quartet. And on the 5th, the Rotary Club Fundraiser, always a delicious event, Death by Chocolate. And then we get into the Holiday Fair at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, December 7th, Reindeer Games. December 7th, also Christmas with the New York Tenors. And the 13th and 14th, Clara's Dream, a Modern Nutcracker. Over at the Early Bird Dinner Theater through the 14th of December, on the first day of Christmas, Ken Levine. And then Freefall Theater continues with Matthew McGee directing Death Trap and followed by their version of a musical, Christmas Carol. Always a lot of fun. The Eckerd College International Film Series is a free series at the Miller Auditorium on the campus. On November 21st, it was just an accident, Persian with English subtitles, and December 5th, September, sentimental value, Norwegian with English subtitles, and it's a terrific campus to explore. And then coming up in January, Writers in Paradise will have author talks in the evening. We'll tell you more about that in an interview that we're going to be doing. The Francis Wilson Playhouse in Clearwater will be hosting 12/4 through the 21, a perennial family favorite, Annie, Flirty and Social, Boho Sideshow in the afternoons on Sunday, followed by Brian Hughes and the crew, Great Jazz. They will also be performing at the St. Petersburg Museum of History's Gala at the Vinoy on February 21st. Greenlight Cinema has sentimental value the 21st through the 27th. They're opening their Greenlight Lounge and Kitchen next door. That is going to be a lot of fun. Look for a lot of music there. Over to Janice Live. Amazing, amazing, amazing lineup. The 22nd, Daily Bread with Park Breezy. 23rd, Kings of the South. 26th, Alan Stone and Ripe. 29th, Flying High Forever, an Ozzy Osbourne tribute. And then in December at Janice Live, 5th for a King, the 2nd. The 3rd is Queensryche. The 5th is Macapalooza. The 6th is Andy Frasco and the UM. The 7th is Juvenile. The 12th is Beats and Antiques. The 13th, Silverstein with Thursday and Split Chain. This weekend is St. Pete Run Fest. You must go downtown. We will be there today playing music. There's an expo. It goes all weekend. It is a really an incredible festival. And we want to just do a quick salute to Ryan Jordan. Radio St. Pete will also be on Sunday at Creative Clay. And you'll be listening to my interview with their CEO today. And it is going to be Kim Dorman. Tells us all the fun. There'll be a NASCAR driver, that actually is the only NASCAR driver, the first, who has autism. We'll be talking and showing his car. There is live music. Rebecca Pulley is playing. We'll be airing all of the music on Sunday afternoon. There's great food, and there's amazing artists. So I hope that you'll support this wonderful, wonderful, incredible, good folk, Creative Clay. Well, if you didn't have enough music, here's more. first of all, I'm just going to tell you, sometimes you just have to go over the bridge. Lab Theater Project through the 7th, starting on the 20th, So Long Life by Owen Robertson. We love these people. And down over the other bridge, Manatee Performing Arts Center has Hotel Alabama, Tribute to the Eagles. That has already happened. And then from December 4th through the 14th, Frozen the Musical. More Christmas on the 5th, Popping Jazz Christmas. And the 9th through the 10th, Dramature Holiday Follies. Of course, now, looking forward next week, November 21st through the 23rd, is the much-anticipated 35th anniversary of the Suncoast Jazz Festival. And all of our local favorites, we've done an interview with Nate Najjar and Daniela Soledade, Simon Lasky, Ken Poplowski, headliner, all those people will be there. And then that same weekend, down near the bridge at the resort, is Skyway Resort, is going to be the first annual Country Fest. And Angie Ray, who is on the cover of St. Pete Live magazine and a friend of ours, will be performing there. Over in Tampa at the Patel Conservatory, some more reasons to drive over for the holidays. On the 7th, it's the Holiday Music Concert. On the 13th, it is the Fall Jazz Jam. For those of you who have not been to the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, please, 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 on the 22nd, How Sweet It Is, James Taylor Tribute. And speaking of James Taylor, Radio St. Pete presents their second annual Giving Tuesday Holiday Happy Hour, featuring, yes, the St. Pete Collective. They are absolutely spectacular, celebrating the music of James Taylor. It's 7 to 9 at Bay Boa Brewing. Please go to our website, RadioSt.Pete.com, to get your tickets. It's going to be a terrific experience, and you support your all-volunteer, nonprofit radio station, Radio St. Pete. Keep the lights on so we can serve you local music, news, interviews, and podcasts. What the heck is happening at Ruth Eckert Hall? A lot. The 21st is Rain, a Beatles Christmas tribute. The 22nd is Floyd Nation. The 25th is Lindsey Sterling. The 26th is Twilight in Concert. And then one of my favorites on the 29th, Dave Koz and Friends. In December, it's Lady A on the 6th of December, Three Dog Night on the 7th, on the 11th, Trisha Yearwood, the one and only Sarah Brightman on the 12th, Michael Smith on the 13th, and then the 14th is the Almond Betts Family Revival. Safety Harbor Arts and Music Center, a great reason to drive up and have some yummy food, has some terrific music as well. November 22nd, J.P. Soares and the Red Hots. The 23rd of November, Mr. Sip. And then going into December at Safety Harbor, December 5th, Taranzo Cannon. The 7th, Gareth Asher. Also the 7th, Christy Lee. And then the one and only, Albert Cummings with Crooked Thumb on the 13th. The Seminole Hard Rock Event Center also has some great stuff. The 25th is Jason Bonham. The 27th, Ma That Tin Yu. Then going into December, Bee Gees Now, a retro with a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, or Deal or No Deal Live on the 14th. St. Petersburg City Theater, you need to support these people. They are really an amazing part of our community, have a great history. December 12th through the 21st, they will do A Christmas Carol. Over to Straz Center for the Performing Arts. Yes, back over the bridge we go, and it's well worth it. Through the 23rd, we can see The Wizard of Oz, a terrific performance. 18th through the 23rd is Kimberly Akimbo. The 21st through the 22nd November, Ariel Dragons. The 21st through the 23rd, The Turn of the Screw. Also coming up is Tamani on the 23rd. The 28th through the 30th, A Christmas Story, the musical. Carolmania on December 4th. December 4th, A Nostalgic Evening with Macaulay Culkin. Home Alone, December 4th through the 23rd, Another Christmas Story, a live radio play. December 5, Off Book, the improvisational musical. The TFO brings Handel's Messiah to both the Straz Performing Arts Center and the Mahaffey. December 6th is John Mulaney, Mr. Whatever, at Patel Conservatory Holiday Music Concert, December 10th. And then, oh my God, December 10th through the 14th, what a great way to spend the holidays. Les Mis is there, and then at the same time, Burnout Paradise. Studio at Grand Central through the 23rd has art by Yasmina Riza, and the 11th through the 21st of December, Who's Holiday. And speaking of TFO, I cannot wait for Disco Inferno. Yes, Disco Inferno this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Mahaffey. And speaking of the Mahaffey, let's talk about them. November 19th, Mr. C Live. 22nd, Sarah Millican. The 23rd, Mozart and Handel with the Florida Orchestra. The 28th, Hannah Berner. And oh, don't miss another family way to get into the holidays, Cirque Dreams Holidays on the 29th. The 30th is Jagged Edge. Then in December, fun for the family. BAMFest, Puppetry Unleashed on the 3rd. Again, December 6th, TFL Handel's Messiah. Sesame Street Live, more fun for the family on the 7th at the Mahaffey. The 8th and 9th, a very funny John Mulaney. And Vienna Light Orchestra on the 10th. And then there is the Palladium. On the 20th, Chabad of St. Pete presents an evening with Sora Vigorito. The 21st is J.P. Soares and the Red Hots. December is going to be fun. Mira Showcase Concert. That is with SPC and our friend David Manson. December 5th through the 7th, the St. Petersburg Ballet presents the Nutcracker. More holiday fun on the 8th. Holiday Spectacular with the Second Wind Symphony Band. And then if you love chamber music, on the 10th is going to be Beethoven, Poulenc, and Dvorak. And Nate Miss comes on December 11th. Yes, Nate Nadras Jazz Holiday. December 13th is Clara's New York City Christmas. That's an 11 a.m. performance and child-friendly. And then I will be interviewing the man doing the music of Vince Guaraldi at Charlie Brown Christmas on December 14th. And another unforgettable Christmas holiday show on the 15th, the Motowners with the Palladium. So if you can't get out and have fun, there's something for everybody. Heritage Museum as part of America 250 kicks off a new exhibit on December 1st. While you're there, you can go to the holiday lights in the Botanical Gardens. That also kicks up off right after Thanksgiving. And speaking of Thanksgiving weekend, let's finish this up. Yes, with Shopapalooza. Yes, that is happening the 29th and 30th. Music, entertainment, local vendors, shop local, think global. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Aloha until we meet again.